as they bring the word tonight.
And I'm going to talk now, Chuck. But Erin wasn't here this week, so she doesn't know that. As Erin introduced me, I'm Erin's mom. I'm also Addison's grandma. I teach GM upstairs, and I don't think any of those kids know my name. They call me Addison's grandma. So that's who I am. I'm going to talk tonight about we all must make choices in life. Now, when I was talking at work today, somebody that I'm friends with said to me, "What are you talking about?" And I told him, "We all must make choices in life." And he laughed and laughed and said, "Of course you are, because I say this all the time. I say this, I supervise people at work, and I say this all the time to the people that I supervise. We all must make choices in life." If Pastor Marty was here, I would say to him, like I do all the time, you can do anything you want to do. I'm always saying that to him. And it comes right out of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 6:12. It says, "All things are permissible, but not all things are profitable." We all must make choices in life. So, with every choice that we make, it's going to be a consequence. Lou Holtz, who's, I'm a football person, he was a football coach at Notre Dame University. He said, "I think life is a matter of choices, and that wherever we are, good or bad, is because of the choices we make." So, I work at Department of Social Services. I've been there for 23 years. I'm retiring in 11 months and 12 days, not that I'm excited. Yeah. And we meet all kinds of people. We meet good people and bad people and people in all kinds of situations. And one person that impacted me, that just affected me so much, was 23 years ago when I first was a social worker, and I met this man. I don't even think I can tell you his name, but he was some old, crusty, old, dirty man who lived in this really, really dirty apartment, and he was not very nice. And I liked him. I wanted to help him. I wanted to do anything I could to help him. I went to go see him all the time. I liked him. But every single time, every time that I went to see him, he started his whole conversation with, "37 years ago, my wife left me." He couldn't get past it. He just simply could not get past this. And every conversation, whether I saw him in his apartment, whether I saw him in the hospital where he eventually died, every single time, 37 years ago, my wife left me. He was stuck, and he couldn't get past this, and his life just went downhill from that moment. But I believe that I'm not what happened to me. I believe that I am what I choose to become. I don't know what happened 37 years ago. I don't know why his wife left him. I don't even think it's important what happened and why she left him. I think what's important is that he chose to let that moment define his whole entire rest of his life. When bad things happen, and they happen to all of us, when bad things happen, we have a choice. We can let that moment define us, we can let it destroy us, or we can let it strengthen us. And this poor guy let it define him, and eventually it destroyed him. And I choose not to do that. But in a sense, there's a little bit of this man in all of us. We all have issues. That's the other thing I say all the time. We all have issues. All of us. I don't have the same issues that you do. But bad things happen to all of us, and we all have things that we have to deal with. What makes it different, though, is how you choose to respond to whatever happens to you. You and I are essentially, we get to make an infinite number of choices every single day throughout our whole entire lives. And all of those choices are what makes us right here, right now. So I guess what I'm asking you is, what are you choosing? Are you choosing to let that bad thing, whatever it was, define you? Are you choosing to sit in the mud puddle and splash everybody around you? Or are you going to choose to get out and wash yourself off and move on in life? We all must make choices. This is the part, I guess, where I could bring up, and I thought of it, I could bring up every single little girl in America and let them sing Let It Go, because that's what it is. Sometimes we just have to let some things go. Sometimes we just have to move on. We're the sum of our tears and the product of our choices and how we're going to deal with those tears. Life is the sum of all the choices that we made, not the choices that we wish we made. It's your choice how you want to spend the rest of your life. All of us are right here, right now, because of the choices that we made. And it's your choice how you want to spend the rest of your life. God gave us free will, and we get to make a choice. Too often in life, something happens and we want to blame other people for us not being happy. We want to blame our parents, our past relationships, our job, the economy, the president, the weather, our spouse, the color of our hair, the color of our skin, the color of our eyes. But none of these is to blame for where we are right here, right now. You and only you are responsible for where you are in life right now and for every choice that you make. Period. You can do anything you want to do. All things are permissible. So it's your choice where you go from right here, right now. Life is all about choices. Some we regret, some we're proud of, some will haunt us forever. But each and every day we get to do, and we get to make hundreds of choices. Some are unimportant, but we still get to make all these choices, and some of them are going to change the course of our life forever. So, I believe that God has a plan A for us. And plan A may be between here and there in a very straight line. And that may be God's plan A for us. But because we have free will, every single day we make a choice. And sometimes we go, okay, I'm going to go this way instead. Nope, I'm going to go this way. Nope, somebody looked at me the wrong way. Or as my kids used to say in the back seat, Mom, she's looking at me. I'm going to go this way. And then I'm going to go this way. And all of a sudden we find out that we're really, really, really far away from what God's plan was. But the good news is we get to decide right now to turn around and to head towards God's plan. We get to make a choice. We all must make choices in life. And we get to make a choice every single day what we're going to do. I thought about a lot of the people in the Bible and what choices they make, and a lot of their choices make us where we are right now. Adam and Eve and their choice kind of determine where we are right now. Last Sunday, I teach the jam. I teach the 3 and 5 year olds. Love the 3 to 5 year olds. And we talked about the prodigal son. And because they're 3, 4, and 5 years old, we have to have visual. So I took Andrew. And first of all, I just want to say that sometimes at age 3, 4, and 5, you can tell who the natural leaders are. Andrew. When I get Andrew on my side, all the girls are like, oh, and they're all watching him, and everybody behaves. So I took Andrew and I dressed him up like the prodigal son, and I gave him a little baggie full of money, and I told him that he could go and go on off and spend his money like the prodigal son did. And I brought in a shirt and a tie, and I dressed him up because prodigal son went out and bought all sorts of fancy clothes, and then he bought jewelry. Yeah, that didn't go over. He wouldn't put any jewelry on for me. But he went on off, and the prodigal son had parties and did all sorts of things with the money that his father had given him. So I gave him a horn, and he blew the horn, and he had parties, and he kept on walking, and he was way far away. And then I explained to him how the guy lost all his money, and he ended up feeding the pigs and wanting to eat the pigs' food, and so he went on back. And these kids were enamored in this story. And I said to him, okay, what do you think the father did when he saw the prodigal son coming back? Do you think he ran up and hugged him? No way, these kids said to me, no way. No, but that's what happened. And no matter, I was able to explain to him that no matter what happened, the father welcomed his son back. He had made very, very, very bad choices, but the father welcomed him back. And then I brought it around to, and that's how God feels about us. No matter what we do, no matter how many bad choices we make, no matter how far away we are, he welcomes us back. I then stood up in the room and I started backing away from the kids and said, do you think if I'm this far away from God, he still loves me? Yeah, and I kept on backing. And we were in Aaron's dance room, so it's a big room, and I got to move very, very far back. And if I'm this far away from God, do you think he still loves me? And I think they got it. I think they understood that even when we make very, very, very bad choices, God still loves us. And God still welcomes us back. We all must make choices in life. So many roads, so many detours, so many choices, so many mistakes that we make. I believe you can't make the same mistake twice. Because the second time you make it, it's a choice. You knew what was going to happen and you chose. But even when we make mistakes, God still welcomes us back. So, we all have gifts and talents, and we all get to choose how we're going to use those gifts and talents. No one has the same gifts and talents as you. God gave them only to you, but we get to choose how we use them. We all get to make choices, and this is going to determine what kind of legacy we leave for our kids and our kids' kids. What kind of choices are you making, and what kind of legacy are you leaving for your kids? What happens when other people do bad things to you? I have a lot of young girls on my staff, and I find myself always talking to them about relationships and things that are happening and always saying the same thing to them. We must make choices in life. And relationships, and if you're in a relationship and bad things are happening, I encourage them to make a choice. I don't encourage which way they're going to go. I just encourage them to make a choice. I was in a relationship once where every time I suggested that we do something, the person said, well, let me see if I get a better offer. And what I want to say is never accept being anyone's second choice. You're better than that. You deserve better than that. Get in, get out, or get run over. Something else I think Aaron can say, I say all the time. Get in, get out, or get run over. And if you're getting run over, get in or get out. Choices. We all must make choices. What about the thoughts in my head? What am I going to do about all those things in my head? Some people say, but I can't choose all that kind of stuff that's in my head, all the things that I worry about. My mom's a worrier. All the things that I worry about. And you can't choose the random thoughts that are in your head, but you can choose what you choose to dwell on. If you don't feed something, it's going to die. Don't give those random bad thoughts room in your head. Don't let them live up there. Don't feed them, and they will die. What kind of thoughts are you allowing to occupy your head? What are you feeding, and what are your choices? Philippians 4:18 said, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things." Be careful what you choose to let dwell in your head. I am who I am today because of the choices that I've made. When I started thinking about this, I thought of, and please forgive me, Aaron, but two of the most important people in my life are these two little ones that sometimes stand next to me in the front row here. It's great being a mom. I loved being a mom. I still love being a mom, but there's nothing like being a grandma. And I started thinking about all of the choices that were made in order for Addison and Kai to even exist. All of the choices, it kind of overwhelmed me that my grandparents had to make, my parents had to make, that Chuck and I had to make to even have Aaron and I have another daughter, Lisa. And then the choices that Aaron had to make to even be where she is today, to be married to Ben, to have kids. And it kind of is overwhelming. It just made me just go, wow, thanks, God. I just, you know, I'm overwhelmed at the choices that if you had made just a little bit different choice, we'd end up way over here and not where God wanted us to be, A, and not with, I personally, not with two grandchildren here that I get to see all the time and spend time with. So your choices are important. You may think that they're not. You may think, I just go through life and, you know, what happens, but your choices determine so much all of the time. So choose well, my friend, because we all must make choices in life.